And here we are, last year. We're talking about the brilliant issue of starting to sell things online. Last year, three quarters of us living in the UK purchased at least one thing online. We spent £45 billion as we all did it together. Now, if you're a business, we are speaking to you. How do you claim a share of that digital fortune when you're selling, I don't know, bags in Bagshot or T-shirts in Teesside? Moving from a physical shop and cash sales to an online shop where you sell all your wares all over the world via the net can be daunting. How do you keep your financial data safe? How do you make your products stand out online, because everything is there? And should you bother setting up your own website to sell goods? This is the crucial one. Or are you better off piggybacking on an existing site like eBay or Amazon? Here to answer all those questions and to help you gain a foothold in the world's biggest marketplace is our very own Radio 2 business guru, Nick Brown. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Jeremy. Hello, everybody. Nice to be here.
Did you get the accent, Beth's accent?
I did. Well, I'm married to a Geordie, and when I first moved to Newcastle donkeys years ago, 30-odd years ago, when you were up in that area too, I used to think, goodness, it does sound like a Welsh accent. I remember getting off the train at Newcastle Station and someone putting a Cool Not Dull sticker on me. It was like Cool Not Dull, and I was like, is that Welsh? I'm sure I've come to Newcastle.
Cool Not Dull.
Cool Not Dull.
Yeah,
that was,
I remember
that was
that.
When
the
I arrived in Newcastle. Yes, it was. Sad times, but it's all, Newcastle's on the up now. It's a great city to be in.
All right, so we're talking about the classic business thing, which is, and it's wonderful really, you want to sell stuff, but you don't need a doorway. You don't need a big pane of glass.
Yeah, exactly. And when I was last on your show, a guy, when you had your croaky voice and weren't here, a guy rang in and was telling us, all your listeners, about his brilliant product. But after he'd finished being on air, what happened was loads of people started tweeting and saying, well, I really like the product, but I can't find it online. I can't find him on Twitter, can't find him on Facebook, can't even find his website. So I thought, well, I'll ping him a few emails and give him a few suggestions. But this is where a lot of people go wrong, because it's not just about having a website. You've actually then got to think, how do you get people to find it? So literally, just as I was sitting in the room before coming into the studio, I was flicking through some of the tweets coming in about being on the show today, and there was a lady called Debbie Boston, who's got this website called Mounting Mate. And you think, well, what does Mounting Mate do? And I was having a thing, I thought, oh, I'll have a look at it. And it's for a horse fan who can then get, you're laughing already.
Well, this is a ladder or something,
is
it?
This is basically, so you can get out your horse box and get onto your horse. But of course, if you look at Mounting Mate, you don't just find Mounting Mate.
I see what you mean.
This is a family show, so we won't go there.
Yeah.
So she's half right. So Debbie, great idea, and you have got the word mounting in, and so that, I would probably call it mountyourhorse.com or something like that.
Right. But even that, you know, that could cause trouble as well.
It could. So yes, to answer your question, there are lots and lots of special packages if you want to be an online retailer. You've seen the ads for GoDaddy or Shopify or some of the other names on the TV, I'm sure.
Well, tell us, because I've just been seeing, as you say, some of the social media this morning of people saying, oh, I tried. Someone mentioned GoDaddy, they had a great experience. I didn't know that existed. What is that?
Yeah, it's basically what's called a template online shop provider. And there are loads of them now. My favourite is actually Shopify, because it's a very clever way. You have all the templates. So if you wanted to set up your own business, you can choose out of hundreds of templates which will be relevant to your business. And then you basically upload your pictures, and it costs about £50 to £100 a year. Some of the more expensive ones.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be £20 a month. But yeah, it is amazing. It's ever so cost effective, and it costs about 99p to buy your domain name, which people don't realise.
Okay, now let's go first to Andrew Tatham, who's been on the show just a couple of months ago, and it was a really interesting story. Andrew, you published an absolutely brilliant book about First World War veterans called A Group Photograph, and then as a result of being on the show, everyone wanted to buy it.
That's right, Jeremy. It was absolutely amazing. I came back an hour after your show, and I had 600 emails.
Wow.
And by the end of the day, I'd sold 1,600 books.
Well, that is great. But now I then worried for you, because I thought you weren't ready for that, and the internet almost had made you too accessible.
Well, yes. I mean, I was worried for myself, because it was absolutely extraordinary. But and I was like a rabbit in the headlights at first. But I have some great friends who have business experience, and they basically coached me with various things and gave me some contacts to help deal with it. And one of the most important things they said to me was, communicate with people. You know, I had difficulty because I ran out of books and I had to organize a reprint. And they were saying, as long as people, you're honest with people, you tell them what's happening, and you communicate with them, then they'll accept that.
And did you have a PayPal, a SagePay, WorldPay connected to your website, or is that when you were saying, oh, my goodness, I got 1,600 inquiries? How did you actually convert that in I suppose the speak is, how did you monetize that opportunity of being on the great Jeremy Vine show?
Well, I had it set up on PayPal on my website.
Right.
And I think that, Jeremy did a very fine job of tweeting and also on his blog, pointing people to my website, and also, you know, if you just put Andrew Group photo, that, then you find me.
I must apologise for contributing to your crisis there. But now I'm really interested to hear what happened, because obviously some people wanted it for Christmas, so you had that added pressure. Were you able? And your basic lesson then, Andrew, is if you email directly, people will be patient. Is that right?
I think the vast majority of people are very nice people. I mean, I had to email 3,000 people and say, I'm sorry, the book's not going to be with you for Christmas. And I gave them the full explanation of basically the fact that I'd been selling two books a day. I'd worked for free the whole year working on my exhibition. And people understood. I had 800 emails from people saying, don't worry, you're doing a brilliant job. Thank you very much for letting me know. And it was just wonderful.
And that's because you communicated, though, and that's the art, actually. When you're running a small business, it's really important, Andrew, to actually be really, really good at communicating with your customer base. Because if they buy once, hopefully they'll also buy again and they'll recommend you.
Thank you, Andrew, so much. I'm glad that worked out. A group photograph.
Lovely story.
Yeah, and just the idea that, OK, it was pressure and it was Christmas and you think there's no solution, but you say to people, look, I'm in this bind and I will get the books to you eventually, and they accept it.
I think the interesting thing with his story is that it'll be quite fascinating to see how he takes it forward onto the next stage, whether he's actually got his search engine optimization working so that when people type in that word now, they can actually find him. By the sounds of it, they can if he got so many sales off the back of your show.